Okay, we've got a situation here where somebody breaks one of the restrictions of Ihram. What penalty lies for that person here?
Well, it depends, because sometimes you do it out of forgetfulness, mm-hmm. out of ignorance, such as because I was not used to sit and just wear these two towels, the rida and izar. Okay. So I forget and I wear my kufi, my cap, my head cover. Then another brother said, what are you doing? They don't go along. They don't match. Ihram and the cap. Oh, I was reminded. So the kafara, the ransom for that is to take it off. Because a man during his ihram must not cover his head. No face, of course. So you would do that and take it off. That is the ransom for that mistake. But if a person does anything deliberately, he's committing a sin. And he's being penalized. There is penalty for that. But there is a very unique case when sometimes a person has to make the violation due to a necessity or an emergency, mm-hmm. such as the case of Ka'b ibn Ujrah, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُوسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْهَدْيُ مَحِلَّ. You should not shave your heads before the hadj has been sacrificed or the offering has been done. What does it mean? Shaving, trimming, or removing any hair is one of the 9 restrictions of Ihram. Mm-hmm. As long as you're in Ihram, you cannot shave, nor clip, or remove any hair. But our companion had lice mm-hmm. in his head. The Prophet ﷺ saw him in this condition. He said, I didn't know that it was hurting you that much. He said, go ahead and shave. Mm-hmm. Because the first prescription in treatment of lice is to shave. Go ahead and shave. Well, this is one of the restrictions of Ihram. Mm-hmm. So he was allowed to shave. And he gave him the option between one of 3 things to do as a mean of penalty or a ransom. Which is, فَصِيَامٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ بِهِ أَذًى مِنْ رَأْسِهِ فَفِدْيَةٌ. The fidya, من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك. A siyam, by fasting for 3 days. A sadaqa, by feeding 6 masakeen. Mm. Each person approximately half sa', as we discussed before, like one and a half kilogram of, the average food what people eat. 6 poor people of the Meccans. The third option is to slaughter a sheep. To be slaughtered in Mecca, to be distributed among the poor people who live there or happen to be there. And in this case, the person would have the choice between one of the 3. Either فَصِيَامٌ فَفِدْيَةٌ مِّنْ صِيَامٍ أَوْ صَدَقَةٍ أَوْ نُسُكٍ. This is the Quranic statement. Some people would give the fatwa, right away you have to slaughter. This is not necessarily true. You'll be given the option to do whatever you can afford of the 3 penalties or the 3 means of ransom. That if the person has to. A person whom physician said to him that you cannot wear the ihram. You have to wear the trousers. Mm-hmm. You have to wear an underwear. Same thing. He would wear them. And he is in a state of ihram, wearing the ihram on the rest of his clothes. And he would be given the choice to choose whichever penalty suits him. And that would make it up, inshallah.
Exactly. So I've got a little side point here. What if somebody, say, for example, breaks his nail, for example, and it's there, and he removes that nail. He breaks it by mistake and then removes it because of some injury or just because it's there and it's an obstacle.
Same thing, because clipping the nails is one of mahzurat al-ihram. Mm-hmm. If I have to, I may do it because I have to. I broke my nail. And there is a penalty, which is, you see, the issue of al-ihram keeps the muhrim on high alert. Mm-hmm. He's very attentive now. He knows what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to restrain and to abstain from. The issue of clipping the nails, removing the hair, shaving or trimming, wearing cologne or perfume, wearing my regular clothes is lawful throughout the entire time. But in a state of ihram, Allah is telling you that you're on mine. You're making talbiyah, respond after respond. You're on high alert. Mm-hmm. That you know that Allah says, do not do that, so you do not do it. But it's not the end of the world. If you have to do it, go ahead and do it. But there is a penalty for it.
Jazakallah.